My next call was to Centrum director Rob Berman. Centrum, of course, being the amazing arts nonprofit that each summer brings thousands of visitors to Port Townsend and the Olympic Peninsula for its rich offering of festivals, workshops, and programs, all of which are threatened by the indeterminate duration of the shutdown. This must be having a huge impact on Centrum.
It is, yeah. We have been working for about 3 weeks on our response plan to the epidemic, and strangely, the way I look at it, it's a little bit fortunate that this happened in the first quarter of the year and not any other time of the year in terms of impacts on Centrum, only because the fact that this is happening now, oddly, actually is probably the best time, if there were any time, to have this happen. Here's the reasons why. We have not yet even printed our brochure. We have not yet put tickets on sale for the summer. We are still within a time frame to cancel certain contracts that we have. We just have a little more flexibility than we would if this had happened, you know, 2 months or 3 months later. It would have been even worse for us. So that's sort of the silver lining on an otherwise pretty gray cloud. But there are obviously huge impacts for us because of the size and scale that we work and the fact that our constituency base is global. It's not really local.
Right.
In terms of Centrum programs, we have taken steps already to basically postpone and reschedule everything on our calendar through mid-June, simply because during that entire period, this virus will be peaking in Washington State. And we expect that the peak will come even later for other states in the country because we're ahead by about 3 weeks for the rest of the country, which puts the peak for our constituency base from the U.S. probably in mid-June to late June. And that's a god-awful time in terms of making decisions for where they're going to travel and spend disposable income to come and do music workshops. So it's likely that we won't have the traditional summer season that we all have come to love and appreciate at Centrum. And we are right now taking steps to communicate with our artistic directors and all of our faculty members. We haven't made firm decisions beyond mid-June yet, but we're preparing for those decisions, and those will probably come the first week in April.
So what are you looking for to, like, actually pull the trigger?
Yeah, it's a good question. There's a few different trigger points, if you will. One of them is the cancellation policies that we live with at the fort. If we let 90 days approach before a program and we get within that 90 days, we are responsible for certain percentages of our food obligations and all of our lodging obligations. Right now, we're outside 90 days for everything from voice work through the rest of the year. So we're having to make some decisions based on that. The PDA is being cooperative, and they're working on considering changing that policy to be within 45 days, which would at least hold out a little more hope that we could reconstitute something for the summer. But again, if we look at the rate of infection and spreading of the virus, I don't know if that'll have a material impact on the bottom line, but it might at least buy us a little more time before we have to make official elections. But at the same time, we have to be thoughtful about the fact that most people fly here. They don't drive here for Centrum workshops. It's a global community. We have people from Tokyo and UAE and Europe and all over the place that come to our programs. And right now, it's pretty unlikely people are going to find traveling palatable and or even possible, you know, if the airline industries take such a big hit. So the cancellation policies is one thing. Travel is another thing. Visas for foreign artists is a consideration. Certainly also just the fear factor. I think that people in the States and up in Canada and all over that come to Centrum over the next 60 days aren't yet going to be in a mental space where they're ready to commit to come and do the regular programming of Centrum. So what we've started to think about is if we assume that there won't be a traditional summer at Centrum, it's very compelling for the staff and I to think about what else could we do? We're already engaged in thinking about alternative programming solutions that we can offer this community to bring people together and to serve families and provide art and cultural experiences for the Port Townsend and Jefferson County community, maybe in a way that doesn't look like what we normally do. So that could take the form of outdoor films or concert series or any number of things that we're debating and considering. But we are committed as a staff to respond as quickly as we can once the rates of infection and spread go down precipitously. We are committed to reconstitute something, and we're right now scheming about all the different things that that could look like. We're kind of fortunate because we just took delivery of quite a fantastic donation, which are two very, very large outdoor inflatable movie screens.
Oh, really?
And all the equipment. Yeah, all the equipment to run them as well. One of them is 55 feet wide, so that's wider than the McCurdy Pavilion is tall.
It's
a huge thing, and we haven't even set it up yet. We just got it. It was a donation from Easter Day Productions, which is a Seattle firm, and a couple that have moved to Port Townsend recently. And so it's kind of fanciful to think about how we could make use of that, perhaps at the parade ground at Fort Worden. If we can't have a normal summer here, maybe we can still have something of value and something quite fun and engaging for the whole community.
I bet the film festival might be interested in that acquisition.
Yeah, they were offered the same equipment, but I think they couldn't find a place to store it all. So they're aware that we accepted the donation, and we love Jeanette Forrest and Gary and all the people involved at the festival. We would certainly partner with not only the film festival, but probably other nonprofits as well if we were to do something like that.
So has Centrum had to lay people off already?
Yes, we've started this week officially laying off our production crew, basically, which are all hourly workers, with the prospect of having already canceled events through mid-June and the possibility that there won't be large-scale events in the summer, although we don't know that yet. We've started officially laying off our production crew so that they can qualify for unemployment. We are currently looking at other hourly staff as the next phase. I see my board on Friday of next week, and we'll be discussing impacts of that. And our senior staff and I have all talked about workforce reductions and furloughing and different options to make sure that we're not, we're making sure that we're being responsive to the times.
I'm sure you've been in discussions with the PDA too about. I don't know what your monthly rent obligations are, but
yeah, that's the dynamic I was referring to earlier. If we cancel outside of 90 days, we are relieved from a lot of the burden of those reservations.
Oh, so that's what you're talking about—the reduction to 45 days, perhaps.
Yeah, exactly. But that dynamic is actually driving most of our decision-making because we want to be proactive and responsible about not, digging any hole deeper by being lazy about looking at all those details.
So is there any other message you'd like to put out there to the public? Because I'm going to, cut this short pretty soon.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, one other message. We've already begun examining all the alternatives ways that we can serve the artists in our own community. So while in a normal summer, Centrum is externally focused and we serve a lot of visitors to Port Townsend, we are trying to think creatively in this awful time about how we could turn around our mission and what we do and provide greater service to local artists. So we don't have all those answers yet, but we're committed to explore that. And we want to be a source for release and outlet and creative engagement once we come back.